1 Corinthians 2:6-10. 6 Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. 7 But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. 8 Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. 10 But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Ephesians 3:3-11. 3 How that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, for whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. 5 Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. 6 That the Gentiles should be fellow hearers, and of the same body, and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. 9 And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. 10 To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. 11 According to the eternal purpose which He proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Colossians 1:26-27. 26 Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints. 27 To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Romans 11:25. 25 Or I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Romans 16:25. O to Him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. 26 Ut now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Colossians 2:2. 2 That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. 1 Timothy 3:16. 16 And without controversy great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Herman's notes. There was a mystery which was hidden before the world was formed. This mystery was hidden to make Satan think it would be profitable for him to kill Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:7-8. Both physical men and demonic princes of the air are princes of this world. Satan is the number one prince of this world. John 14:30. John 12:31, John 16:31. The mystery was ordained to be hidden before the foundation of the world. It was hidden from angels who existed before the world was formed. 1 Corinthians 2:7. Satan is not dumb, but he has no godly spiritual perception. If those people or demons had any spiritual perception, they would never have crucified Jesus. This played directly into God's hand. Jesus had prophesied numerous times that He would be crucified and rise again. Yet carnal people and spiritually blind demons went right ahead and fulfilled God's plan. The secret that was hidden is now revealed unto us by Paul. 1 Corinthians 2:10. That mystery was hidden in God. Ephesians 3:9. That mystery is that the Jew and Gentiles would be one in Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:6. If Satan had known that killing Jesus would result in increasing the kingdom of God, instead of decreasing it, he would not have done it. 1 Corinthians 2:8. If Satan could have understood the spiritual things of God, he would never have inspired his followers to crucify Jesus. Jesus had clearly prophesied his death and resurrection as the means by which he would provide salvation. Matthew 16:21. He even said publicly that crucifixion was the type of death that he would suffer. John 12:32. Satan's ego could not let him believe that once he had Jesus dead in the heart of the earth that he could ever escape. That is because Satan did not know that Jesus was God. It was hidden from him. Most people give too much credit to Satan. They feel that because he is a spirit being, he is as all-knowing as God is. That is not the case. All of God's wisdom is hidden in Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:24-30. And Colossians 2:3. No one and no thing outside of Christ has access to God's wisdom that rules out the devils. The mystery is Christ in you. Colossians 1. 26-27. This tells us that the mystery is, who is Christ? What is there about Christ that is mysterious to Satan? 1 Timothy 3-16 tells us that Christ is the same person as Jesus, is a great mystery. If Satan had known this, he would not have slain Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2-1, 9-16. 9 As it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 11 Or what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. 12 O we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 13 Hitch things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 14 Not the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 15 Not he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. 16 Or who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Ephesians 3, 7-87 Whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. 8 Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ,